on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us. Oh, it's always fun to have the ladies from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Listen, I said it several times, but if you missed the site, it's Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I. You got to spell out and. Johnny and Friends, Johnny and Friends. .org/new-mexico and reach out to them for some of those great events that they have coming up. They do such great work here in the Albuquerque area. Another group that I met, our next guest up at the Roundhouse, I believe Better Together New Mexico had invited pastors and church leaders up to the Roundhouse to encourage some of our representatives up there. To be honest with you, the date's lost on me, but I met Matthew, and Matthew, you were in the midst of getting this ministry chugging along, right. and here it is, 505.church, it's 505, but you know.
Right, New Mexico.
Everyone here says 50, yeah. 505.church is the website, and you know, the message is pretty simple, Matthew. I love right there on the homepage. People need Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to walk through some of that. But Matthew, give us kind of the genesis of 505 Church, and then we'll kind of get to where it is, and just let our listeners know about an opportunity for them to be part of the movement.
Right. Steve, thanks for asking about the genesis, because it's near and dear to my heart, because it is my story. It's God's story. And, you know, it kind of starts from me being a runaway at 16, getting saved. I live in a cave in the mountains right over there, by the way.
Yeah.
My first runaway. Yeah. And so the
that sounds terrible and cool.
Yeah. Well, probably a documentary coming out sometime. But, you know, it was that whole experience that drove me, the meaninglessness, the finally hearing the gospel that drove me to Jesus Christ. And when I came to Christ, I had so much baggage that I had to let go of. Christ challenged me. I had to get rid of a girlfriend. God put me in a church where I didn't have a job. I mean, I just come from Dallas back out here. It was a radical story. But in that, I'm aware that most people don't come to Jesus because most people aren't talking about Jesus. And something that was installed in me from my first pastor is, you know, he lived it. He preached Jesus to people. And so that was imparted into me at a young age. I would memorize his entire sermons and go back and preach them to my friends. But, you know, we got part of this movement where they were raising up pastors.
Yeah.
And I felt immediately the moment I came to Christ that God had called me to be a preacher. Didn't know that they facilitated that, just began to read books and things like that. And it was many, many years, roughly 16, before I actually launched our first church. After 17 years of that, this is where the genesis comes, reached a lot of people, but we closed the doors, and I was kind of like, what am I going to do next? And felt like God said, do what you do. You know, you're willing to go the streets, you're willing to go anywhere, preach the gospel. And that is where the catalyst came right there.
You know, and you bring up something actually I wanted to mention. If you're going online and many of you will leave here and not maybe remember the website I gave you, which, by the way, is 505.church. If you go to an online engine and do a search for 505 Church, I actually noticed, Matthew, I meant to tell you, you know, it said something, you know, to the effect that it's closed. It's like, well, no, not really.
Yeah, right.
Go to 505.church. Right. Now, the brick and mortar is what I think
That's what
you're talking about. And, you know, when we're talking about the things we're talking about here as far as church, we're talking about the body of Christ.
Correct.
But let's talk. Can we walk through some of the things as far as the movement of 505
yeah.
Church? And it's on the website, by the way. And if you haven't got there yet, I was starting to say off the air, Matthew, kudos. Someone did a nice job on that site. It's easy to navigate. It's intuitive. And you'll find the information that you're looking for. I did. But under movement, let's just walk through these. And we can go through more if we get through this. But I really loved what I found there online. It talks about there's four things we're going to touch on. Number one, proclaim the gospel with urgency.
Right.
And give us your thoughts there.
Well, I think we see now with what happened with Charlie Kirk, it's more urgent than ever. You know, people don't know this. It's just, you can test this if you want. But my opinion is he was an evangelist that was using the political arena and universities as his mission field. And when one goes down, we don't have many of those doing that. We need to do that. And I said earlier that the reason I came to Christ is because somebody finally told me about Christ. We can't expect the world to be changed when we're, listen, if we were just getting apologetics, let me just be real and real here, right? I love the way this church does apologetics, but none of us will ever need apologetics if we don't do evangelism first. That's what incorporates the need for apologetics. And so we're all called to be salt and light. Jesus wants us to confess him publicly, right?
Yeah.
And so we have a great commission, and most people, they get a lot of head knowledge, but they don't ever pour that out about who Jesus is in public, and yeah, it's, people are going to hell.
You know, Matthew, if I may, Jesus is coming, and between now and the time he receives us, I want to speak to the urgency, because the time's got to be near. You know, if we're looking at Scripture, now no man knows the exact, I understand.
Right.
However, I think often when Christians think about sharing the gospel, you know, the thing, and connecting with you, people are going to walk through this, I know, and because you teach people, you know, right, how to share the gospel. But I think some of the feeling is, well, you know, they'll think I'm pushy or rude, or, okay, let me draw an illustration. If there's someone who you love, and listen, someone who loves Jesus and someone who doesn't love Jesus, you should love them. And you should want the best for them. And the best for them is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But let me continue with the illustration. They're standing in the middle of the street and a big, huge truck is bearing down on them. You're not going to try to be, you know, let me see how kind I could say, get out of the road.
Right, right, right.
You love them and you want what's best for them. And right, you tell them the truth. There's a truck coming and it will kill you. Yeah, there's more to it than that, because the truth is those that don't know Jesus, there's a veil and they can look that way. I don't see a truck,
right?
You know, and it's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. But it is our job to share the truth in love and let the Spirit do the work.
Right. Yeah, so the fact of the matter is the Holy Spirit does convict, but people don't know what they're being convicted for.
Yeah.
They sense something. Let me just give an example. In fact, you know, probably we could have spent this section talking about 100 different stories. Just last Thursday, we were at UNM, and we had kind of finished doing one-on-one witnessing, and I'm starving. I'm doing this intermittent fasting thing. I'm literally seeing stars. So I sit down. We have an older couple that goes with us, the evangelical couple. They go to church here. They're in their 70s. There you go, folks.
And when Matthew 70s. Says goes to church here, because some of you are listening
yes.
in Las Cruces,
yes.
And I've said this before on the show, KLYT is on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque. So happens this megaphone to New Mexico is available to all kinds of organizations and churches. The body of Christ is our goal, to be a vessel that can be used by the body of Christ. But you mentioned someone who attends church here at Calvary Church Albuquerque.
Yeah, this blessed couple. I'm hungry. One of them invites this precious girl to sit down with us. And this never happens, but it happened. This happened, I think, because of prayer. But she literally, we didn't even really start the gospel. And she says, I'm just crushed by my sin. I know I'm going to hell. And we begin to give her the gospel. She comes to Christ right there. She's weeping. We explain how Christ, you know, your conscience is purged clean and how the whole process of replacement sacrifice works. And she's blown away by this. But most people aren't there. Most people are simply satisfied with their bulletproof life. Nothing's ever going to happen to me. And they need to be awakened. There's a reason we call it an awakening. People need to be awakened out of their sleeping conscience that's going to face judgment one day. And they need to know all that Christ did for them to save them. And when we tell them, listen, they may not like you today. They may not appreciate you today. But I can promise you, whether in this life or the next, they will one day appreciate the fact that you were willing to share Jesus with them in love.
Yeah. And, you know, there are those who are raised in the church or congregations that never hear the gospel,
right.
Never make an assumption about you know, who you're visiting with and what they know. The gospel is primary. We know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, I delivered to you first of all as of most importance. And It's not only a great place to start, it's the place to start. We're up against a break. Matthew, we want to walk through three more points quickly before we're done here at the top of the hour. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Matthew Mauldin. 505.church is the website. Go there. Surf around a little bit. We'll come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. All right, got about a little less than 10 minutes to walk through some more with Matthew Mauldin, 505.church on the web. Go to the website. We mentioned it in the first segment. You're not going to find a brick and mortar with 505 Church. It's an organization that's got a purpose. We talked about one of those being to proclaim the gospel with urgency. Let's move on, Matthew. Strengthen the local church and not compete with it. What's your hope there?
Well, let me back up if you don't mind. So we're actually 505 Evangelistic Association, using the nickname 505 Church because that's what the church was called before. It's easier to say, but we're an association, so all the churches come together, we're representing. Now, when it comes to strengthening churches, you know, figure bivocationally 17 years preaching, counseling, leading worship, all of the things that wear you out. We made impact, but we couldn't get the help and financial support that we fully needed. So I'm aware what pastors go through. In fact, I have a friend who has a side ministry who gives vacations to pastors because they're so overworked. So part of the strengthening churches is by doing the work, helping their people come join. Sometimes when we're out downtown preaching, we have five or six churches with us. So their folks are learning, getting training. We don't care if they bring a flyer to their church, bring it. Invite people, the new converts to their church. But that is training them. But I'm also willing to fill the pulpit of a pastor who's tired, can lead worship. You know, I know what it's like to be in the grind. And so I won't charge anything. I just want to see pastors well-rested, churches inspired. Overall, they're very nourished and strengthened.
All right. And the third point, confronting the darkness in our culture with boldness. If ever a time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that has to do with, this has become popular recently with Pastor Ramon Chukwu, but gone before the school boards. That's why I was at the Roundhouse. We're willing to do things politically. I can't mention officially, but I'm associated with an organization that's very much linked between Christianity and confronting the political realm. We can't abdicate every area of influence. You know, the church is not doing its job when we have drag queens reading books to our kids.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Frank Turek was in town not long ago, and it was one of the things they brought up was, you know, even there, what the enemy is doing to speak to the community, and they're come for a family friendly, and if you actually look into their cause writings that they've put out, what they mean by that is their family of drag queens, you know. And actually, you can probably do a search for Frank Turek and what he has to say about the drag queen story times. So to confront the darkness and there's plenty to confront.
And that can be with confrontation with truth. It can be also bringing light into dark places.
Yeah, you know, often on this show, there's a time to be for righteous indignation.
Right.
But we've often talked on this show about having, you know, the Bible reminds us as well, come, let us reason together. When you're having these discussions, political or doctrinal or what have you, to remember who you represent.
Absolutely.
That you are an ambassador for Christ. And some people who've never heard of Jesus or really know who he is, they're going to know who he is by how you present him to them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, but don't apologize for the truth that's in you. Share the truth that's in you because you love the person that's receiving it and you want them to know it. And when I say know it, I mean believe it, cling to it, trust in it, rely on it for your eternal salvation.
Right.
Fourth point. And if we have any time left, there's plenty to talk about with 505.church. But another point, Matthew, is on the website, is to bring the compassion of Christ into communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a willingness to go to places where, you know, well, let me just tell you, at 19, I actually went to the nursing homes. We're willing to go back. We're willing to go anywhere, everywhere we can to bring the gospel. Some of these people, they don't have hope. Well, let me give you an example. In that nursing home one time, I had been visiting numerous times. This is way back when I was 19 at a nursing home in Rio Rancho. And I came up to visit, and one of the guys was used to me says, "Hey, Matt, talk to this guy. He's been crying out to die ever since he got here."
Mm.
Now, I could give a long story to let you know that I did not know what I was doing, okay? But to just tell you that he prayed with me to receive Christ. I came back for probably a month later, and a short conversation with a lady. She says, "There's this guy that died. He died with such happiness." And you kind of know this is going, and I got to leave a lot out, but I'm like, "What? Which room? Where? What?" I'm asking these questions. Lo and behold, not only did that, it was the same guy, but he died that night. And so, you know, there are people that are on the cusp of entering into eternity that don't have a reason to live. This guy felt like he didn't have any reason, and now he was able to face death just because I gave him a 2-minute gospel.
Right.
Who's sufficient for these things, as Paul says.
Right, right. You know, and I've brought it up on this show before. I don't remember the last time, but yeah, I always give away my age when I bring up a Petra song.
I know some of those too. In fact, one of my friends is probably listening, loves them. Yeah.
But those of you who remember Petra or don't, you know, and I will tell you, one of the things I appreciated about their lyrics, this was back in the day when you took the vinyl out and the sleeve had all the lyrics and who wrote it. And actually, Petra always put the scriptures that they used to write the, and I actually didn't know I was memorizing the Bible when I was singing a lot of Petra's songs, but one of the songs was called Lift Him Up, and the part that I remember is Lift Him Up Higher and Higher, Lift Him Up, Set the World on Fire. Mm. It doesn't take any Bible degree, just lift him up for the world to see. And, you know, when I think about you sharing with, you shared a simple gospel you know, with this man, God willing, we'll see him in eternity.
Right.
You know, I say that because I don't, only he and God knows his heart, and I hope to see him, in eternity. Anyway, so if you just tuned in, we've got about 3 minutes left. We've been visiting the last couple segments with Matthew Malden of 505.church. That's the website, to go to. Mobilizing the church, the body of Christ, to together spread the gospel here in our community. Matthew, I'm going to throw it to you for direction on where else, like someone who's listening who's saying, okay, you know what? I need to connect with Matthew.
Yeah.
I need to connect with 505.church. We are like-minded, and I want to co-labor with them.
Right. Well, we hit downtown every Saturday night, almost every Saturday. I'm missing this one because we're going to the memorial for Charlie. But Sunday, we hit up prisons. Thursdays, we're at UNM. But if you want to link up with us, you can go on any of the social media accounts, DM there. You can go on the website. You could, I think it right now it just says that you're a new believer. You can send a message through there. You can email me at shepherdwatchman@gmail.com. Any of these things. Or you could just show up to one of the outreaches we do on Saturday nights. We're usually there 7 to 10. Again, we won't make it this Saturday. But anywhere, everywhere we can to preach Jesus. You know, Steve, most people, they're worried about their method. I don't know enough. You know what? Any method will work as long as you use your method typically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as a general rule. The woman at the well in John 4, she just met Jesus. She didn't have all the answers. She says, come see a man. She was excited about Jesus, and that was enough to stir curiosity in the whole community to come to him. We'll develop things along the way, but what we can't do is sit on our hands and not freely give what we've freely been given.
And you're saying, Matthew, to join you said, where Saturday, maybe it's on the website, but where Saturday
night? Saturday night, 5th and Central downtown.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real close to the chemo.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Used to be a great Italian restaurant right there.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Chicago guy. Yeah. Years ago. At any rate, near the chemo, 5th and Central.
Right.
I know there's a vacant parking lot right there too. Do you know which corner or just?
We're right at the corner. We're literally right in front of the chemo's, our sweet spot.
Okay.
Yeah, right there at that corner.
Fifth and Central on Saturday nights. And if you want to find out more about what they're doing, go to 505.church. And as you mentioned, Matthew, you know, you're saying, well, I don't know really. I don't really have my method down. That's something else that you'll work with brothers and sisters in Christ. Come on down and be there. To watch the work being done.
Right, yeah. You know, most people, you can't develop if you don't enter the fire. You know, you get forged in the fire. We go in, we learn what we don't know. You get asked a question, you go home and study. It's a tremendous thing.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear in the background, we're out of time. But again, 505.church, Matthew Malden. Brother, thanks for coming in. And
thanks
for what you're doing here in our community. It's such a dark place. And I'll encourage the listener to be listening and be praying for the work of 505.church. Appreciate you.
We have a world to win.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.